known the Oppenheimers since their years in Los Alamos, and during their first years in Princeton, she was probably Kitty's closest friend. Kitty seems to have confided to Schur about her marriage. She adored him, Schur said. There was no doubt about that. But in Schur's harsh view, Robert didn't feel the same way.
I am sure he never would have married her had she not become pregnant. I don't think that he returned the love, and I don't think that he was capable of returning any love. By contrast, Verna Hobson always insisted that Robert loved Kitty. I think he leaned on her tremendously, Hobson said. He didn't always listen to her, but he respected her political and intellectual capacity. Hobson tended to observe the marriage through Robert's eyes.
Both Schur and Hobson admitted that the problem may have been one of clashing temperaments.
Kitty was extreme in her passions, whereas Robert could be surprisingly disengaged. Kitty was somebody who needed to express her emotions or anger, but Robert provided no rebound, and instead just allowed all her emotions to be absorbed into a void. I am sure that is why she threw things at him, Hobson said.
Kitty told Schur that while she had slept with many men in her life, she had never been unfaithful to Robert.
The same, of course, was not true for Robert. Though probably unaware of his affair with Ruth Tolman, Kitty was nevertheless intensely jealous of Robert's affections.
Another Los Alamos friend, Jean Baker, thought Kitty was always resentful of anyone who got involved with Robert.
Hobson reports that Robert himself confided to her one day that part of Kitty's problem was that she was insanely jealous of him, and she could not stand it when he either got praise or blame because he was in the spotlight. She envied him.